This is Taking Action Today with Michael Alder, episode 22. I'm interviewing a cash flow king. And what is up, everybody? We got Angelo Rumora coming in today. He is the owner of Ohio Cashflow. He did over $1 million in revenue last year. So we're going to dive in, try to get him to share all of his secrets with us so that we can move forward and take action just like he did. So let's get right into this. Angelo, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you. Now, you're the owner of Ohio Cashflow. You're flipping, on average, roughly 40 properties a year. But before we get into all that, will you take us back and share with us how you got started investing in real estate?
Sure can, mate. Well, I got started investing in real estate around just over 4 years ago. And, mate, you know, how my career in real estate started, I initially was a professional soccer player, right, at the age of 18. And even before that, I quit school at the age of 14. So, you know what they say, mate, the journey is much better than the destination, eh? And it has been quite a journey thus far. So, you know, quit school at the age of 14, played professional soccer at the age of 18. One thing kind of led to another, and I did not succeed in soccer, and I was just looking at what next with my life, where to go and what to do. And, because I didn't have any high school education or a diploma, I had to find the job, and the only job that I could find was, you know, working as a laborer on dirty construction sites. And, as I was working as a laborer, I always knew that there was a better and bigger life out there for me, and I wanted to achieve bigger and better things. So what I did is, you know, the life-changing moment, I guess, came for me is when I was given a book by a good friend of mine. It was called Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki, and I read this book, and it just completely brainwashed me, okay? And it taught me everything there is to know about, you know, assets and liabilities and business and finance, and I just became addicted to it. I replaced my passion for soccer with the passion for finance and business and real estate, and just, you know, immersing myself in everything and anything business and finance related. And mate, what I did is, I was going to seminars, I was reading more books, and I was just establishing relationships with these people that were successful, and I wanted to be as successful as they were. And I got a job, okay, as a real estate apprentice for an individual that's got a company in Australia that's worth over $100 million right now. And, you know, this particular individual took me under his wing, and he taught me everything and anything there is to know about real estate, from finding deals to negotiating to renovations to, I mean, you name it, he taught me all of it. And, what I just kind of decided to do is I just wanted to go out on my own, and I combined my skill and knowledge of construction, because I worked as a laborer for 4 years, and I combined my skill and knowledge as a real estate apprentice of buying and finding deals and working with, you know, buyers and sellers and whatnot. And, you know, when you put the two together, it kind of led me to flipping homes, right? Here we are today in the U.S. I've got a $1 million company and we're flipping homes.
That's an amazing backstory and so inspiring. And I can relate to so much of that, too. I never played soccer, but I didn't finish high school. I went right into the labor, like you said, doing construction. And same thing, you know, Rich Dad, Poor Dad was a huge inspiration for me. And eventually found myself in real estate as well. But you've only been in this for 4 years, and your company's worth over $1 million. At what point did you create Ohio Cashflow, and what gave you the idea for this?
Yeah, well, look, great question. We created Ohio Cashflow. We actually opened up the doors in April of last year, mate. And look, when I initially moved to the U.S., I was limited to what I could and couldn't do on my existing visa, okay? And unfortunately, the visa stipulated that the only thing that I was allowed to do is sign a contract to buy a property and sign a contract to sell a property, right? So without being able to do much more than sign a contract to buy a property and sign a contract to sell a property, I had to find ways of how I could, you know, build my portfolio and my personal portfolio and achieve financial freedom. Because, you know, at the end of the day, why do we all invest in real estate? We invest in real estate for cash flow, for passive income, right? And because I could not work, right, on the existing visa, I had to find alternate ways of making money and, you know, buy and hold properties for my own portfolio. And, you know, the idea of a higher cash flow kind of came about from those restrictions that I had on top of me, right? And, you know, one thing led to another, mate. There was probably around 37 things on the to-do list before Ohio Cashflow was actually established. And we just started executing on every single one of those things. And when I first moved to the US, I was, you know, buying and selling real estate. I was working with investors, but I didn't actually have a company established and, you know, a foundation and a true powerhouse like Ohio Cashflow is right now. And, you know, we just executed on all of those things. And you know, we established Ohio Cashflow here in Toledo, Ohio. And last year, we had a fantastic year. We did over $1 million in revenue in our first year of business, sold 40 properties. And we're probably one of the sexiest branded turnkey real estate companies in the country right now. So go Ohio Cashflow.
I love it. So well put. Now, to do the volume you did last year, tell me a little bit about your staff. How many people do you have to oversee to make this happen?
Mate, we've got 4 full-time staff now, and we've got probably around 2 or 3 part-time staff. So we've got a web gal that looks after all of our social media and tech stuff. I'm looking at bringing on a maintenance guy full-time in the very near future. And I mean, we've got 2 or 3 contractors that I kind of like to say that they're our part-time staff just because we give them most of their work, right?
Right. Now, I love this. You're putting systems in place and, you know, you're doing everything right. I'm loving everything about this. Walk me through your typical day then, since you have all the systems there to take care of the business, it sounds like.
Well, mate, yes, I do. But look, we're still green and growing, right? There's a saying, it's better to be green and growing than ripe and rotting. At the moment, all of the decisions still go through me, and I just can't afford to hand over the reins and, you know, let someone do a crucial mistake, right? Because we're such a young company, you know, I can't afford to completely let go of the reins. So most of the decisions still go through me, but you know, I'm writing operating manuals every single day and systemizing everything we do because I really want a higher cash flow to potentially be a franchise one day and, you know, have little franchisee subsidiaries in Michigan, in Indiana, and you know, you name it, we want to be there. So typical day for me, mate, is, you know, I'm up at 6 a.m. every morning and I'm in the office at 6:30 a.m. from phone calls to emails to meetings to house inspections to project managing renovations. You name it, I do it, baby. And my day probably ends around 7:30. I mean, we put in a good 12, 13-hour days, mate, every single day. And look, I'll tell you this, mate, you really have to love what you do because if you don't, I just don't think it will be able to last.
Yeah, I agree. This is amazing. I'm loving every bit of this. Now, so over at Ohio Cashflow, tell us a little bit about what you're offering over there.
Well, look, what we do here is we buy rundown distressed properties, okay, in solid B-class areas. We fix them up to a great standard, and then we've got in-house property management that gets them tenanted, and then we pretty much look at working with investors, you know, investors that are located in very high-end markets where there's not much cash flow, you know, and we pretty much hold their hand throughout the lifetime of the investment, and we assist them with building their portfolios. So predominantly investors from the East Coast, the West Coast, UK, Canada. You know, Australia is another market where the properties are very expensive and there's not much cash flow. You know, how we differentiate, mate, from every other company is I don't know any turnkey company in the country right now that says no to more investors than they say yes to. I mean, we have started to establish a reputation as turning down more investors than we take on. And the reason for that is, mate, look, we only focus on quality over quantity and we only want to work with the best of the best. And I consider this relationship to be as a marriage, right? We have to like each other because 1 or 2 properties is not going to give you financial freedom. If you want financial freedom, you have to build a portfolio of 10, 15, or 20 properties. And guess what? If you don't like me and I don't like you, it is just not going to work. So first of all, we have to like each other. We have to trust each other. We have to respect each other. And if we're just not on the same page and our visions don't align and it's not a win-win scenario for all involved parties, it just won't work. And we do not want to compromise our company beliefs and, you know, work with individuals that, you know, we just don't feel are a right fit for us or we're a right fit for them. So how about that?
That's amazing. You are one disciplined individual because it is hard to turn investors away. And I mean, you just laid out a beautiful plan there. I love it. And speaking with, you know, with you dealing with all these people, we got to talk about marketing here. And if you don't mind, let's start with the marketing on the buy so we could tell the newbies a little bit about how to find these great deals.
Well, mate, you want me to give away all of my secrets, eh?
I'm going to dig in until you tell me no.
Well, look, I mean, can you please check your pockets and tell me if you've got a deal there? Nah, jokes aside, mate. Look, leave no stone unturned. That's what we do when it comes to marketing. I mean, connect with wholesalers, connect with bird dogs. I mean, talk to grandma at Walmart and ask her if she knows of anyone selling a deal. I mean, that's what it takes, from yellow letters to stalking Craigslist daily. You know, make your whole life evolve around finding real estate and finding that right deal, and I guarantee you will find it. So look, we just do a variety of things. And as I said, our main sources of finding real estate would probably have to be those yellow letters and just checking Craigslist daily. Out of the 40 deals that we did last year, we probably bought around 30 of them off Craigslist. I mean, we post on Craigslist daily and we scour Craigslist daily. I mean, if you see our company office, we've painted our entire building blue and yellow, and on the sides of each wall, it says, "We really do buy houses," right? Call us now. My car is branded. My shirt is branded. I mean, everything we do is branded with "We really do buy houses." So, you know, as I said, live it, breathe it, love it, baby. Make your whole life evolve around it and you will do well.
You truly do live it. Now I'm going to switch it up for your exit strategy on the marketing. How are you finding these awesome investors on the back end?
Well, mate, great question. Well, look, pretty much in a similar fashion to how we find the deals. Real estate is a numbers game. You have to commit to the numbers daily. You have to make phone calls. You have to send emails. You have to go to meetings, right? What we did last year, for example, is we did a ton of cold calls and a ton of cold emails until we established particular sales channels that opened up a ton of sales for us last year. Now, although that sales channel kind of died down and we've had a little bit of a slow start to this year, what we've done is we've just stayed true to ourselves and we did the little things consistently on a daily basis, right? I love this saying, do the small things consistently and the big things will just fall into place. And that's what we did, mate. I mean, from doing daily videos to posting, you know, on BiggerPockets, for instance, which is a great platform for real estate investors, a great forum, you know, from doing the videos to posting on BiggerPockets to sending out those emails and just building that reputation, building that rapport. And eventually, you know, as I said, you do the small things daily and you do them consistently and the big things just fall into place. I mean, we've got over 65 investors on our list right now and around 12 of them waiting for us to supply them with inventory. And that all came from those videos that we did, the posts that we made, the emails that we sent, the newsletters that we commit to. Do the small things daily, mate, and the doors will open. People will want to be a part of your bigger picture and vision.
That's awesome. Consistent action daily, and you'll get the results.
That's it, mate.
Now, if you don't mind, would you share a little bit about your personal portfolio? Are you holding properties and multi-units in your own portfolio as well?
Yeah, mate. Look, I've only got 2 properties in my portfolio right now, and I did have 7 properties at one stage. Now, you know, when we started a higher cash flow, I had to have as much liquid capital as possible because, you know, when you start a new business, you're going to have a lot of overheads and you will need to have liquid capital. So I pretty much sold out of my entire portfolio to start a higher cash flow and just to satisfy the needs of all of our investors. So right now, I've only got 2 properties in my portfolio, but I'm looking at adding a few more, hopefully towards the end of this year. And, you know, I put my money where my mouth is, mate. I actually live in a property in the exact same areas that we sell in. So, you know, that speaks of the, you know, quality of areas that we're working in. And yeah, mate, definitely looking at building my portfolio as long as everyone else's.
With all this knowledge you're sharing with us right now, do you offer a coaching program or a consulting program?
I sure do, mate. Well, check this out. I don't believe in courses and DVDs and all of those, you know, books that you can buy. I pretty much offer myself live, one-on-one. I've got a consulting service for 1 hour, 1 month, and 1 year, mate. And I always like to say, if you're sick, you go and see a doctor. You don't buy a DVD on how to get better. Same thing as if your car breaks down, right? You take it to the mechanic and you don't sign up to a course on how to fix your car. So, you know, if folks want to work with me, mate, they can go to my website, www.angeloremora.com. They can click under the consulting tab. And yeah, mate, I've got some awesome services there and they get to chat to me live one-on-one on whatever they need real estate related.
Man, this has been an amazing interview. I appreciate your time on this. Now, if you would, for the listeners and the newbies out there that are ready to jump in and get in on this cash flow business, what are some simple action steps you could share with them so they can get started right now?
Sure, mate. Look, if you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But whatever you do, keep moving forward. You know, real estate is a numbers game. Commit to the numbers daily. If it's phone calls, do the phone calls. If it's emails, do the emails. Do not get discouraged. If you get knocked over, pick yourself back up and just keep moving forward, okay? And you have to listen to this, guys, because this is the best advice you're ever going to get. I guarantee it. Forget about the stats and demographics of a particular area. Do not get sucked into the paper numbers. The paper numbers are BS, okay? You have to make sure that you establish trust and relationships with key people first that will always have your best interest at heart before you actually start looking at the numbers. I've got a little saying, right? If you buy the best house in the best street with the best capital growth predictions, but your property manager is incompetent or a cheat, you're going to lose money because he's going to steal your rent. So it doesn't matter how good those paper numbers are. Surround yourself with the right people first before you actually start looking at the deals and the numbers, okay? It's the people that are going to make you money, not the actual numbers in the deals themselves. People, people, people. Trust, relationships. Four things to look for, guys. Don't forget this. Loyalty, honesty, no greed, and respect. You want to focus on those four things in every individual you're looking at working with.
That's amazing advice there. I appreciate this. I think I'm going to have to drag you back in here again because this is too much fun here. But in the meantime, where can the listeners connect with you at?
Mate, you know what they say? Your best business card is if they can find you on Google, www.ohiocashflow.com. We pop up on the first page of Google, or alternatively, you know, if they want to Google my name, Angelo Rumora, that's with an ENGELORUMORA.
And thank you so much. I'm going to link to all that in the show notes so everybody can find this. And thank you so much for your time tonight.
Not a problem. Hey, happy to be here. And you guys have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks, mate.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening in today. For more tips on real estate investing and creating streams of passive income, stop by michaelalder.com or connect with me on Twitter at michaelalder34, or you can find me on Facebook. All right, everybody, thanks, and let's take action today.